I'd like to read four passages tonight. The first in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24. Luke's Gospel, chapter 24. I'd like to read just verse 32. Luke 24, verse 32. And they said to one another, "Was not our heart burning in us as he spoke to us on the way, and as he opened the scriptures to us?" Same Gospel, chapter 9. Luke's Gospel, chapter 9. Luke's Gospel, chapter 9, just verse 23. Luke 9, verse 23. "And he said to them all, 'If anyone will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me.'" Now in John's Gospel, chapter 20. John's Gospel, chapter 20. We read the section from verse 11 to verse 18. John 20, verse 11. "But Mary stood at the tomb, weeping without. As therefore she wept, she stooped down into the tomb, and behold, two angels sitting in white garments, one at the head and one at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. And they say to her, 'Woman, why dost thou weep?' She says to them, 'Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him.' Having said these things, she turned backward, and behold, Jesus standing there, and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus says to her, 'Woman, why dost thou weep? Whom seekest thou?' She, supposing that it was the gardener, says to him, 'Sir, if thou hast borne him hence, tell me, for thou hast laid him, and I will take him away.' Jesus says to her, 'Mary.' She, turning round, says to him in Hebrew, 'Rabboni,' which means 'teacher.' Jesus says to her, 'Touch me not, for I have not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren and say to them, I ascend to my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God.' Mary of Magdala comes bringing word to the disciples that she had seen the Lord, and that he had said these things to her." Then one final scripture in the Old Testament, the second book of the Kings, 2 Kings chapter 18. We read verses 5, 6, and 7. 2 Kings 18, verse 5. "He trusted in Jehovah, the God of Israel, so that after him was none like him among all the kings of Judah, nor among any that were before him. And he clave to Jehovah, and did not turn aside from following him, but kept his commandments, which Jehovah commanded Moses. And Jehovah was with him. He prospered whithersoever he went forth." Dear friend, I would like to speak to you tonight about commitment. Commitment to Jesus. But before I start, commitment is a subject for those that already have believed in the Lord Jesus. It's not possible to commit to something or someone you don't believe in. So before I start, I just want to appeal to your heart. If there's anyone in this room that still does not believe in Jesus, don't worry. It's not too late and you're not in the wrong place. As a matter of fact, take your opportunity tonight. Just trust in Jesus. Believe in Jesus. The man who came from heaven to earth to die on the cross at Calvary's tree. And the reason he did this was because of your sin and my sin. Just trust in him, my dear friend. Leave your life in his hands. Trust him, believe in him, and you will be saved immediately, now and forever. Now, if you believe in the Lord Jesus, like most of you in this room, what is commitment to the Lord Jesus? What does it mean to be a committed Christian? You know what? If I was to tell you, to speak to you about commitment to the companies and was to hold in business and I was to hold a talk about this, I would probably have a room that was about 10 times bigger than this. And people would come up and subscribe and pay to listen to how you can be more fruitful in your businesses and to what you could do. Well, commitment as a word is the same whether you apply it in business, whether you apply it in sports, whether you apply it in your private life. It means engaging yourself in something for a purpose. You have a purpose in view. Now, as Christians, as believers in this world, we are called to be committed to the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus has saved us, my dear brother and sister, and he's called us out of this evil world. He's called us for a purpose. So, what are you waiting to commit your life to the Lord Jesus Christ? You may be a believer, you maybe have been a believer for many years. Maybe you've drifted away. Maybe you're tired. Maybe you have doubts. Maybe you're going through a difficult moment in life. This is all possible. And each one of us is tested in this, dear friend. But my desire tonight is that we might have a boost of encouragement to commit to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I read in Luke 24 because I think there is a personal indicator of commitment in this verse. I'll explain what I mean. Now, the question may arise in our hearts, am I really a committed believer? Good question. It's good to have questions like that. Well, how would I know this? There is an indicator, I think, and I say personal because it's an individual matter. I cannot tell whether you or you or you are a committed believer. But I can tell you, you can say it about yourself, and you will know if you're committed. Now, these two disciples were going on the way to Emmaus. They were going home, and they were depressed. Seriously depressed. Everything they thought was real and true and beautiful, everything just went. Everything collapsed. Maybe something has collapsed in your life. You know, dear friend, I'll be honest with you. Relationship issues, family issues, work, you've lost your job. Things can become very serious and things can be very dim in our life. We can be depressed. Well, there's no reason to be discouraged as a believer. I would urge you to turn to the Lord Jesus. Be committed to him. So, how does this work, this indicator? We read here that once they recognized the Lord Jesus, so once they made contact and realized that the Lord Jesus had been with them, they said, was not our heart burning in us as he spoke to us on the way and as he opened the scripture to us? Let me tell you one thing, dear believer. If you're walking down here, the Lord Jesus is always with you. You may not always be with the Lord Jesus. Okay, but the Lord Jesus is always with us. So he constantly speaks to us. As we go through our pathway, the Lord will hint us and tell us things. Now the question is, are we reacting to what the Lord is saying? Is our heart burning when the Lord speaks to us? Well, take that question home for yourself. I tell you, that is an indicator of whether you are a committed believer. If you're not committed to the Lord, probably you won't react to what the Lord is telling you. But the Lord speaks all the time. I've discovered it myself. How many times I've ignored what the Lord has told me? My dear brother and sister, it's an indicator to us whether we are committed. Now, going to the other passages, we go to Luke 9. The way I would like to speak about commitment tonight is this. I believe there are three things that lie behind commitment. So, commitment is something that needs to be structured with something that boosts it, something that encourages it, something that
holds it up in our life. We can't just say, oh, I'm going to be committed to that. We need to be real about it, and there are things that will help us to be committed to the Lord Jesus. And the first one is, I would say, very difficult. The first one is willingness. Am I willing to be committed to the Lord? Now, to be committed comes from a desire. You cannot tell me, I want to be committed, I would like to be committed, and then you don't try to be committed. So, willingness. Do I want to follow the Lord Jesus? If you're seeking, if you're wanting to be the Lord's servant, you will be. The Lord will help you. So, the reason I read this passage is because it says, if anyone will come after me. Same passage in Mark says it even better. If anyone desire to come after me. So, my dear friend, there needs to be a desire to follow the Lord. It's very simple. If you would like to be a committed believer, you need to desire it. You need to want, you need to have a desire to follow the Lord Jesus. And I would desire, I wish you may be stirred in your life to desire to follow the Lord Jesus. Because what follows now is everything but easy, my dear brother and sister. The first thing the Lord says, if anyone desire will come after me, let him deny himself. How is that possible? How can we do that? The Lord is asking us to forget ourselves. How does that work? We live in a society that boosts us and says, right, you've got to believe in yourself, you've got to have self-confidence, you need to have this and that and that and that, and then you become a marvelous person. This is what the world is saying. And the Lord says, if you want to follow me, deny yourself. Ready, steady, go. That's immediately the first thing that happens is you have to deny yourself. I think, dear friend, a committed believer will be visible because it's somebody that denies himself. This deny himself is it's a big term, a big word that the Lord uses, but it goes down to basic things in our life. Decision making. Well, when you have a decision to make, it's not what you want. It's what God wants. That's an example of denying yourself. Oh, I just need to do that. I can't read this morning. Oh, I'm late. I need to go. Well, you've denied the Lord. You haven't denied yourself. So, dear friend, denying yourself is basics. To be a committed believer, you need to deny yourself. And then it says, take up his cross daily and follow me. We spoke about following the Lord. A committed believer will follow the Lord Jesus. Taking up his cross. What is this cross? Well, there's all sorts of things. I could tell you all sorts of things. But very basically, sometimes even our character can be our cross, you know. Our characters get us in a lot of wrong things in our lives sometimes. And sometimes this complicates matters. We've got to take up our cross, our burdens, and we've got to follow the Lord Jesus. But what does it say? It says daily. This is another very important matter about commitment. I'm not committed today and tomorrow I have a day off, my dear friend. Commitment to the Lord is a daily matter. We come to the second point, John chapter 20. Second very important aspect. So, I desire to follow the Lord Jesus. That's a very good thing. And it's always nice to see younger ones having that desire. It's an extreme encouragement to older believers to see younger believers that want to follow the Lord Jesus. You don't know how encouraging it is to see somebody young, full of energy that says, look, I want to follow Jesus in a world that has rejected Jesus. So, I wish you to have a desire to follow the Lord. Then comes the second point.
What is the second part? It's love for the Lord Jesus. If you desire to follow the Lord, you need to love Him. Why did I read this passage? I think this is a real example of a committed believer. Mary was a dear soul that had an amazing experience with the Lord Jesus. And from that moment on, she loved Him dearly. Up to the point that everybody else had gone home. Nobody else was there, dear friend. Nobody else. Mary was at the tomb of the Lord, and she was crying. Now, if you think that being a committed believer means you're always boosted, you're always happy, you're always, yes, I'm always, no, no, that's not the point. You will have sad moments. You will have difficult times, my dear friend. And there will be moments in your life that will challenge you. Mary was crying. She was desperate. Her Lord, the one she'd committed to, is dead. Well, but what kept her there? You know what kept her there? Her love for the Lord Jesus. She stayed there. And the Lord rewards her. Rewards her most beautifully, my dear friend. It's amazing what this woman sees. It's amazing the experience. So she had an amazing experience beforehand, but this experience exceeds far greater. It's far greater than the one she had before. For a start, she sees two angels. Have you ever seen an angel? I don't know. There's servants in the Bible that have seen angels. And the Bible tells us to be careful in hospitality because we may be having angels with us at the time. So there's angels angels are active here. But I tell you, this woman saw two angels there. And they spoke to her. And they said, "Why are you weeping? What are you looking for?" And she, what comes out from her mouth? She was looking for her Lord Jesus, the one she was committed to. That's what she was thinking about. She wasn't thinking it was late, she wasn't thinking it was dark, she wasn't thinking she was lonely. She was looking for the Lord Jesus. And the Lord Jesus comes. Right there. Behind her. She couldn't see him. It says that she didn't know it was him. So she saw a man. This man was Jesus, but she couldn't recognize him. It's a challenging thought. We would normally say we would always seek to see the Lord in circumstances and situations. Well, sometimes it may be difficult to see the Lord in matters, in situations. But I can tell you something. She recognized him when he called her. Because the Lord knows those that are His. It says that the sheep know His voice, and He knows His sheep. And so, there is an example of real commitment. And the Lord rewards her commitment immediately. So, what happens? There she is. She gets one of the greatest messages of Christianity. Entire Christian faith, you would have probably heard, this is based on the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And she, Mary, carried the message, from the first person to carry the message of the resurrection of Christ. What a glory for the Lord, you know. A committed soul at His tomb, and she could pass on such a glorious message. Well, I hope you can see that love is vital. Love for the Lord Jesus is vital. We speak about loving one another. It's a commandment that the Lord has given us. We cannot love one another if we don't love the Lord Jesus first. And that love needs to be daily reminded. We need to be encouraged and stirred day after day. So we said willingness to be committed, desire to be committed, love for the Lord Jesus. Let's come to the last point. The last point is what we read of in 2 Kings. And that is trust. Trust in the Lord Jesus. If you seek to be a committed believer, you must trust in the Lord Jesus. That means that when you come to a difficult moment in your life,
you turn to him and let him lead you through that difficult moment. You know, it's easily said than done. And I am at fault so many times. And I say, I knew I shouldn't do this. And I did it. And it's wrong. We must trust in the Lord. Now, Hezekiah, see what it says about him. What a marvelous example he is. And you know the story of Hezekiah. It's a beautiful story. If some of you, younger ones especially, maybe don't know it, can't remember it, go and read it. There's two chapters there that tell you all about this story. It's repeated twice in the Bible. Exactly the same story, verse after verse. You can read it. And it's something is repeated twice. It means it's very important. So read the story of Hezekiah. If you've never read it, read it. I won't spend time now, or I'll get you tired. But the whole point is, that man, that king, was an amazing king. He wasn't the most glorious king, Solomon said. He wasn't the great warrior, David was that. See, what was special about Hezekiah? Well, we read it. It says, he trusted in Jehovah, the God of Israel. To the point that it says there was nobody like him after, kings of Judah, and nobody like him before. Unique. He trusted in Jehovah. So, dear friend, an aspect of commitment is trust in the Lord Jesus. Now, of the three examples I read, there is difficulty in every single example. The first men, we said, they thought everything had collapsed. Now, where do we see commitment in those two disciples? You will recall, as they went to Emmaus, it was getting dark. They were worried, and they wanted to go in the house. And they tried to get the Lord with them. It wasn't a pleasant journey. It was quite a long journey. And in those days, traveling wasn't as easy as it maybe is today. The moment they recognized the Lord, nothing stopped them. Whether it was dark, whether it was a long way, doesn't matter. They got out and run back to Jerusalem. Commitment. Mary, she was weeping. A difficult moment. You see, again, difficult moment in life. Well, she stayed there. She persevered through that trial, through that test of her faith and of her love for the Lord Jesus. And there she came out with the most glorious message of the resurrection of the Lord. Hezekiah. Now, when you will read the story of Hezekiah, I think you will have some similarities in your life. And you will find some similar experiences you've had. Now, he was being insulted by a great king. But the quality of these insults is abysmal, dear friend. It was terrible. What this king was coming up and he said, who are you trusting in? Who do you think is going to win me? You know. And you know what he even dares to say, that king? He says, I've spoken to Jehovah and I'm coming in his name. Do you realize that? Do you realize Satan is taking the aspects, he's taking the rights of God and bringing them against his church? My dear friend, it's a warning for us. This is a difficult scene. Difficult scene. But what goes through this? Trust in Jehovah. And as he trusted in God, he came out of that victorious. He didn't even have to fight, my dear friend. He prayed. First, he didn't have courage to pray. He sent people to Isaiah. He says, oh, please. And Isaiah prayed, and Isaiah gave him an answer. But the second time, you will probably remember, he gets a letter telling him that he will be defeated and so on. And he takes this letter and goes and prays himself. And God answers his prayer personally. And an angel goes out that same night and defeats the entire army of his enemy. My dear friend, I just want you to be encouraged to commit your life in the Lord Jesus' hand. You know,
If you are a believer, then you have a great privilege. You've been given the gift of faith, and you trust, you believe in the only true God. There's nobody greater than Him. I got a text yesterday from a colleague that was going through a difficult moment, and he said, "What kind of man is your boss?" And I read it, and I was thinking, I have no man as a boss. My boss is God Himself. What a great thing that we don't trust in man, but we trust in God alone. So if we trust in the one that has made all things, that has called you to be His, my dear friend, what are you waiting to commit yourself to the Lord Jesus Christ? Remember, desire to be committed. Love the Lord Jesus, and He will reward you. And trust in the Lord Jesus always. May the Lord bless His word for us. Amen.